And on the topic of the book of nature, science, I'm going to ask a few questions about that, as our listeners are very interested in these topics. There is the possibility of the existence of exoplanets in the universe that are entirely covered with water, but the likelihood of finding planets with both water and land in the required proportions, like the planet Earth, is very rare, very little. What do you think about that? Is our planet privileged and special?
Well, astronomers have discovered to date over 3,600 planets outside of our solar system, and the ones that are most Earth-like have a lot of water, anywhere from 5 to 50% water. And not surprising, because water is the third most abundant molecule in the universe, right after hydrogen 2 and hydrogen 3. So the universe is really soaking wet. We shouldn't be surprised that we're finding a lot of water planets. However, these planets have far too much water for advanced life. I mean, 5 to 50%, you contrast that with Earth. Earth is 0.03% water. And our latest understanding of the history of the Earth is thanks to the moon-forming event, Earth lost its primordial water. Earth started off just as water-rich as these Earth-like planets were discovering, but it lost its water through a collision event that led